Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with the headlines this morning. Market's still flat. US tax reforms push forward, allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm sure they will be delayed at some point, but the market's waiting for that. We saw the US market actually pick up a bit yesterday, which was great, but that momentum hasn't really followed through.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be one of those weeks where it's just for fund managers, the portfolios are going to be down on the week, but you know they've had a stellar year, and it'd be quite interesting actually if we have a few weeks like this, just how fund managers will start to focus on the end of the year and say, do you know what, this tax reform thing's flip-flopping around, it's not going anywhere, we're not going to see anything come through, let's just move away from the market, let's take our profits, lock in our Brucey Christmas bonus and go off to wherever and spend it.
That sounds very exciting to
Would
me.
Would be nice.
Right, let's talk FTSE. Would FTSE All Share, Carillion, talking of things that are going down.
Any fund managers that have this in their portfolio are probably hoping the year will end sooner rather than later. This is another bad day in the office for Carillion. This is the third profit warning this year. The stock's down 60%. They look like they're going to breach their covenants, banking covenants, by the end of the year. It's just not pretty, but you know, a few months ago or a month ago, they have the contract for the High Speed 2. Does this mean they're going to get further contracts? Who knows? I mean, the company needs to sort itself out, needs to do it
pretty darn quick. Yep.
And it'd be interesting, I mean, and as well with the government contracts, High Speed 2, etc., all the other parties in it as well have a condition, or it is in their contract, that all the other parties deliver everything in time, on track, under budget. Otherwise, they fail. There'll be a lot of construction firms looking over their shoulder at Carillion saying, come on, sort your act out.
Okay, so let's talk small caps today. Angus Energy, a bad day at the office as well.
Yeah, bad day at the office, unfortunately, for Angus Energy. Now, their flow rates at their Bognor Regis Lindsay field aren't as good as expected, the initial flow rates. They've got a bit of clean-up to the well to do, but the stock's off about 35% on the back of it. And it goes to show these small companies, a lot of investors in the UK are big on these UK-based oil exploration or shale gas exploration companies. And sometimes when it's not as good expected, the news flow isn't as good as expected, you can see that affect the share price. But a lot of investors do have an interest in this, and it might be one just to just batten down the hatches, stay with, and wait for further developments
Understood.
From the company.
Currency-wise, pounds, cable, cross 132.38, back above 132.
Yeah, a little bit of strength. Maybe I got this wrong, calling it nearer to the 130 a few days ago, but maybe it's being dictated by the dollar weakness that we're seeing, as say, tax reforms. There's talk of subpoenaing some of the Trump administration with regards to the whole Russia issue, and that is something that won't go away. Euro-sterling, pretty much steady around 89. One thing to bear in mind, though, German coalition talks are still ongoing and may develop over the weekend. Look out for that. That's certainly going to affect the euro. As we saw last weekend with Theresa May and comments around Theresa May having an impact on the pound at the start of the week. Again, similar things in Europe, or certainly Germany, will dictate where the euro goes over the weekend and into next week.
Broker upgrades, downgrades. Supergroup, a firm favourite here, going from a pre-rec of outperform to a sector reperform, according to the Royal Bank of Canada.
Yeah, Supergroup, if you actually look at the performance of Supergroup, have been on the market for the best part of 5 years now, that's flown by.
A true success story.
I mean, they own Superdry. They came to the market, everyone's saying, look, this is probably a little bit overvalued and topping when they were trading around £6. Now trading pretty much near the RBC's price target of 19. So they've actually upped their price target, but just trimmed their outlook slightly on the company, but it has been a success story. And when you compare that to the likes of Marks & Spencer's and their share performance over the years, you know, well done Supergroup. They've got in there. Let's just hope they don't become another French Connection, though. You know, that was the darling of the market going back 10 years ago, and well, the woes continued for French Connection. So good on you, Supergroup. make us some super dry.
Call number time, 313, what's that?
Yeah, it may sound a little dull, especially for a Friday, but this is, I've dug this out, according to a research report, the number of ongoing work programmes related to Brexit. 313.
So it's these committees?
They're not necessarily committees, but they're looking at all the different industries. They're looking at health, defence, education. There's so many kind of different strands to Brexit that are taking place, and at a time when civil servants are at the lowest level since the 1940s, obviously we've got computers, but actually people there dealing with a bureaucracy that is going to come when Brexit happens. I mean, David Davis as well has come out and said, look, we're negotiating with 27 different countries. It's not just the European Union. We talked about it last week, the speech he made at the City AM Awards, and just saying, look, we're trying to do deals behind the scenes. He seems quite upbeat and positive, and that's quite refreshing when you look at everything going on with regards to Brexit negotiations. Theresa May is meeting Donald Tusk this weekend in Sweden. We'll look for news flow on that. But it just goes to show the mechanics behind Brexit, be it, you know, hard or soft, no deal deal, there's a lot of working parts. And I mean, from a legal point of view, you're looking at thousands of pieces of legislation. Maybe we're in the wrong job. We can become a pen pusher for the government or the civil servants, I say. You know, hopefully they get a wage boost with all the hard hours they've got to put in over the next year and a half.
Let's wrap up with the economic calendar. Today in the US, we've got the housing starts and building permits. In Canada, the CPI. And finally, the US, the Baker Hughes rig count. I read something quite bullish about the rig count getting to sort of pre-crash highs, which is obviously
yes, I mean, it's up, and you can see that. That's the swing nation that the US has now become, and the swing supplier and swing producer. The oil price ticks up, as we've seen over the recent months. More rigs will come online. They may decommission or put the dust sheets on them if we see the oil price come down. Over to OPEC, expected to meet, I think, 30th of November, so we've got that coming up. Looking ahead to next week for UK investors, UK budget, autumn budget, the first one for Philip Hammond.
Matt, as always, thank you very much indeed.